The following recording was produced by Christ Redeemer Church of Hanover, New Hampshire. You may find more information on the church and its various resources on the web at www.christredeemerchurch.org.
Dinas and Leander Panders have been married for 12 years. He's a graduate of the Baltic Pastoral Institute. He's the pastor of Trinity Baptist in Ogre, Latvia. It's a much nicer place than the name may sound. Before he was a pastor, he worked for the Latvian Football Federation. Am I saying that right? Is that good enough? Soccer? Well, football is soccer, right? Yeah, of course. And so without further ado, I'm going to read the passage that we're going to be looking at today, and then I will invite him up. So this passage, if you don't have a Bible, it can be found on page 6 of your bulletin. Hear now the word of the Lord, Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of me. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Amen.
Good morning. Actually, I'm from here. It's a big honor to be here. And I'm a Latvian, so forgive me for my accent. This psalm actually is pretty precious for me. It helped me to see differently God, myself, and other people. And there are some things in this psalm maybe will change a little bit how you see yourself and how you see God and relationships with Him. And David, you know, he's open-hearted man, and he had some kind of understanding and knowledge who God is. And we can see some of these things today. And while I'll say some things, I will share some my own experience, how I experienced how and who God is. Do you know there is a word, omniscience of the Lord? So that He knows everything. So the first six verses about that Lord knows everything. And David says that he knows everything about us. I know that sometimes women are those who would like that men know everything about them. You know, the husband knows and guesses, you know, what day flowers to present, or, you know, what words to say in the right time. And sometimes we want that somebody knows everything about us, but sometimes we don't know, don't want, because there are some things we would like to, you know, hide, you know, hide under the table, as we say. So how do you feel when you hear these words, God knows everything about you? Everything, every detail. Now, there's two reactions could be. One is like, uh-oh, you know? But one is what I like, that if God has created me and you, He knows my potential. And sometimes I can say, well, I cannot do it. I won't be able to do it. But how do I know? I didn't create myself. You didn't create yourself. Actually, God knows your potential. He knows what can come out of you. So when we say, well, I will never do it, I will never make it, I become as God, you know, I'm taking His positions, but actually I need to ask God, God, if you are saying that I'll be able to preach in English, you know, then I will be able to do it, right? So it's sometimes good to think. As Don said, that God knows the right people, right person, right time we can meet. You know, I think it was just amazing how we met Don. You know, God knows everything. And also, God knew some things in my life. When I was 16 years old, I was a very shy guy. You know, I even didn't wear glasses because, you know, kids are laughing when you have four eyes, you know. I was on one trip. I don't come from Christian background. No, actually, I was, involved in Christian pagan things when I was small. You know, Christians baptize, you know, their children when they grow, but Latvians sometimes, you know, put some interesting rituals. But it's other thing. So there is nothing about God in Soviet Union times. So, but when I was 16, my mom became a Christian. She met some Norwegian Christians on the street, and they start to share a gospel and invite her to one evening, and she became a Christian. So she wanted me to know God and Christ, and she took, it was one Christian road trip around Europe, and on that bus I saw one Christian girl. You know, I was a pagan, she was a Christian, so we have nothing to common. But there was something in her eyes, I don't know, in her heart that I wanted to know. So, but I said I was too shy, so I couldn't ask for her phone number or even name or place she lives. So it was in 1998. So, and after that, I just thought to myself, if I will meet her again, you know, and if there's God, He knows everybody, as David says. He knows everything, you know. That if I will meet her again, maybe that will be my wife. So after 4 years, actually for two summers, I was here in USA. And in 2002, I had some, you know, like wrong relationships. And it brought me to my knees, how to say. And I said, God, if you are there, help me to get away from these problems. And if you are there, help me to find that girl I saw 4 years ago. And if you help me to find her, I will try to find you, to know something about you. So in that moment, there were no like angel, you know, or some lightning, you know, no earthquake, and just like nothing. But after 3 days, I saw that, you know, all the problems just went away. So I came back to Latvia. In 2002, in January, I was watching TV set with 60 TV channels. And for 2 hours, just surfing through the channels. And in one moment, I just had this feeling, switch back the previous channel. Just like thought or just, you know, just prompting inside, switch back to your channel. I switch back. How do you think? What did I saw, see there? A girl. She was giving interview for 15 seconds, but I switched the right channel in right place. So God knew that this guy will watch TV for 2 hours and that he needs to switch the right channel on right second. So I did it, and she gave interview, and she wrote a song for one band, and I found out that they have a homepage and a website. So I found an email. So I wrote to her, and so that's how we get together, and she went to this church, Baptist church. So I went there, and after like 2 months, I guess, I became Christian. So God knows everything, to which person you need to meet. And sometimes we just ask him, why this person are in my life? You know, why he's there? God knows. You know, sometimes we can ask God, why this wife? You know, and sometimes it's hard, you know, to build relationships. But do you have in America this sandpaper that you're, you know, just making like nice edges of wood? So sometimes our wives are like sandpaper, you know, making us not so sharp. So God knows everything. Yeah. And if God is asking you to do something, He takes responsibility for result. Good morning. Okay. So if God knows everything, how do you think? Does He know what I need to say to you this morning? But I need to ask Him, you know, what to say. In Ephesians 4:29, there is said, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up." So I sometimes understood that God knows what I need to say in the right moment. And I don't know, do you have ever had feeling that you want to say something really, you know, bad or in anger, and somebody like inside Holy Spirit is like, just like telling, not really telling, but saying, you know, don't do that. Don't do that. There will be consequences. So I have felt that, you know, sometimes my wife do something and I do, you know, we need to run to the church and, you know, she's doing something. You want to say, you woman, you know, but you know, besides, somebody says, just hug her, you know? just love her, you know, just cover all this thing with love, you know. When I have done it, I was a happy man, but when I didn't listen to that voice inside, you know, I wasn't happy man. As Jewish women say, you want to be right or you want to be happy? So, I want to be happy sometimes. And God not only knows everything about you, He also is everywhere with you. David said, "Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence?" And it's also interesting that God is everywhere we are. Do you believe that God is here? Yeah, He is here. We maybe sometimes don't, you know, like sense Him, or, but He knows everything about me and you. Paul says in Acts, "In Him we live and move and have our being." So everything is. When I wasn't a Christian, I knew that God is around me. I have talk to some non-Christian people, and I say, "Well, there's no God. He's not in my life." I said, "Really? Is there, haven't been any situation in your life when there was a car accident or something, and your life was saved?" I said, "Yeah, there was something." So I said, that's God. He's working also with all human beings. You know, He is trying to protect pull them closer to Him. When I was a Christian, when I was in USA, I remember all the Christians who came to me and testify about God. know, and I see that sometimes God sends people in your life to tell you something, or to remind you something, or like sign roads, like sign. And every Christian is a sign for the world, actually. You are like a letter who reads everybody. You know? It doesn't, even when you don't speak. So I understood that sometimes if God knows everything and He is everywhere with me, there is no actually reason to hide. Reason to hide. I grew up in a family where I needed to hide from my father. He was angry man. He was born in the family where job was more important than him. So he all the time felt like, you know, just unwanted person. So when he grew up, you know, he also, the children was just a problem. So, and I was a problem for him. So, and I had this feeling that I need to hide from him. And when I came to the Lord, I had, you know, young Christians sometimes sin a lot, you know, they still are able to sin. So when I have sinned, I tried to hide, you know, I tried it, you know, to not to say to God, and I was like, you know, the bird I wrote down, ostrich. You have ostrich? Yeah. Yeah. So there is a story that ostrich hide their heads in the sand, you know, like, and thinking that nobody sees them, you know. It's pretty, you know, stupid, I think. So when I try to hide something from Lord, I'm like ostrich, you know. He won't know that, and nobody will find about it. But actually, I have understood that there is some real strength in truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And then I understand that, Lord, I can be, you know, just have a free relationship with you. I can say everything what actually is in my heart, because you won't get offended, right? God will never offend it. For example, we see David, he's all time arguing sometimes with God. God, why you have let me? You know, why you have done that? So we think, well, it's not holy to say that, you know, to the Lord. But sometimes I just said, Lord, I don't understand you. You know, why is this happening? Why you help me, you ask me to do that and nothing really happened. So to be in a truth, it's actually gives a strength to our lives. It's like a freedom. You know, if we accept the truth about ourselves, then we can be free ourselves to accept the truth, what God is saying about Him, about you. It's like, live free or die. Yeah? Yeah. You accept the truth, yeah? And you're free. Or you can hide and you can, you know, live under, you know, put everything under, you know, table. And when I have sinned, I have seen that I need to tell it to God. I have sinned. You know, I have done something wrong. And sometimes I want to go to other person to tell him, you know, can you pray for me? There is something in my life. I need somebody to hear it. And of course, all our sins we can confess to God. But sometimes I have seen the Lord wants me to confess to other person. Not because He cannot forgive me, but because I need to be humble. And I don't know, have you ever experienced to say your sin to other person? It's actually very humbling experience, but it gives you like freedom. You know, it's the truth is like not very tasty medicine that heals you. To accept it, you know, it's like I'm afraid of that, but actually it heals. So to understand that God knows everything anyway, and He is with you, it gives me freedom. When we have you know, been here and the airport, and you know, there's like a lot of fear. You know, do these people will love us? You know, will be the good person, you know. So all this kind of fear, there's a lot of fear. But if I know God, if you are with me, who can be against me? Even Don can be against me if you are with me. Okay? So just, Lord, you are with me. And you are not like my father who, when I came home, you know, I went to my room. You would like to be with me. I don't know why, because sometimes we feel nobody would like to hang with me, you know, hang around me. But God wants to be with you, actually. He's the person, he's like, hey, tell me how you're feeling. Tell what everything you have in your heart. Just come and tell me. So, and I think David had these relationships, and we can have these also. And sometimes, and also what David said, surely, if I ascend to heaven, you are there, and if I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. So I see it, God is with you in your best times, when you are in heaven, when you are on the top. But also He is with you in your worst times, in your bad times, when everything just going wrong. Because the best friends are when they are in your sorrow, not only in your joy, you know. Bible says, joy with those who are joyful and cry with those who cry. And I have seen that when there's, I need to cry, Lord is with me. And He's with you also. And maybe your situation in your life, you don't know what to do and everything like against you. Lord is there to be your helper and friend. So never give up. The best friends are in the dark times too. And also, when I sometimes sinned as a Christian, I thought that God's presence goes away from me. You know, God has left me. You know, He will never forgive me. I don't know, maybe you have also the same feeling. But actually, it's opposite. When I have sinned, the Holy Spirit just gives so strong feeling, you know, this like alarm. You have sinned. That means you have sinned. Just repent it. You know, that because Bible said that He has come to convict us about those things. So when I sin, Lord speaks even harder, you know, even stronger, let's say. So when you sin, God doesn't go away. It's like some boy, you know, just you know, trips over in some dirt, and father says, okay, now you're in dirt, goodbye. No good father does that. Also, God, He wants to, you know, pick you up. You know, no matter how many times you have fell, it counts how many times you get up. That's more important. So when God is only not with us, Jesus said, in Matthew 1:23 said that His name is Emmanuel, God with us. That's His identity. The person who would like to be with us, with you all the time. But not only that, there's even said in Romans 8:9 that the Spirit of God dwells in you. That He is inside of you. Can you imagine that God who created all the stars and everything is in you? So it's impossible to connect with Him? I thought, you know, I need to call Him, you know, to the heaven, you know, through the line. Jesus line to heaven. But actually, He gives promptings inside. I remember like 10 years ago, after kind of similar service as this, I saw one guy, and I saw some sorrow in his eyes. And I have this like small prompting from God inside, go and talk to Him. I wasn't a pastor, I was just a like Christian, a young Christian. And I have this prompting, and I thought, okay, you know, I will go and talk to Him. And He said, you know, Dionys, I some time ago I had God, but I didn't have a job, car, and girlfriend. But now, you know, I have a job, I have a car, and I have a girlfriend, but I think I have lost God. And I said, oh, would you like to change something? Would you like to have a God against in the first place in your heart? He said, yes. And we prayed. And he received again God's, that He could be His Lord again. You know what happened after 6 days? He got in a car accident and he passed away. So I see that God is always serious about people's souls and hearts. So just be open that this God knows everything about everybody also here. And sometimes if you have this prompting maybe to go to somebody, just to talk or listen, or maybe to pray, or even some scripture comes in your mind, yeah, maybe that will save his day. Maybe even save his, you know, year, or maybe even life. So let's be open to the word, Lord, and his dwelling in us. But also, Lord has created us. So what I understood, that I thought my mom and my father created me, you know. But actually, David said that you formed my inward parts in verse 13. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. And then he says, I praise you, for I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Do you believe that you are wonderfully made when you look in a mirror? How do you feel when you look in a mirror? You know, when I was small, I thought, oh, I need to be, you know, like these nice Hollywood movie stars. You know, so and I start to compare myself to other person. But God says that we are unique. There's nobody else like you in the world. You know, there's no Vincent in the world. This, you see, the only Vincent in the world, Vincent Mack. There's no others, you know, no copies. There's the original. And we can know him. Wow. So that means if he's unique, he has unique personality and unique, even, you know, beauty. So we cannot compare that he's more beautiful than others because they have their unique beauty. So if God have created you, and there's said that he has knitted you together, and so he takes some genes from your mother and father, just knitted you, you know, like some women work together to create something. So he had created us. So, and sometimes maybe you think, can you could choose better genes than these, you know? But there's a problem about acceptance. For 25 years, I couldn't accept myself. I thought I need to be better, you know, like I have like done a lot of bad things, you know, and I couldn't forgive myself actually. So and it's like I lock in myself in some prison what is in my heart. And when I don't accept myself, who I am, with my plus and minuses, you know, I'm like fighting against God, because I'm not accepting the person he has created, you know, with outfit, with character, you know, and we need to work on that, of course. But sometimes we get fight with God. Do you accept yourself? Sometimes I think, why I cry when I watch romantic movies with my wife? She doesn't cry, I cry. I said, what's wrong with me, you know? What kind of man am I? But actually, it helps me to feel how other people feel. It helps me to be maybe a pastor who can cry with others, you know? So, and I need to accept my personality as I am. These questions, maybe you have heard, come up to one guy's mind whose name is Nick Vujicic. Have you heard the guy? He was born in a Christian family without legs and arms. You know, I have these questions, Lord, why you have created me like that? But he understood that he need to accept him because God created him like that. So and now he is one of the famous world motivational speakers and evangelists. And he have wife and children, you know, and he's happy. So do you know why God created you? It's a good question. It gives understanding of my identity, why I live, what's the purpose of living. And actually, one of the answers I get in from Colossians 1:16, there said, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And I understood, Lord, you have created me for you. That my purpose is to know you. And not like, I know that God exists, but to know God means to experience Him through relationships. That every day I walk in His presence and Spirit. That I can understand every day what God is saying to me. So I understood that I'm not created for government so I can pay bills. You know, I'm not created for my wife just only for her. But firstly, I'm created for my Lord. So, and He's my father. So I have two fathers. You know, from one I have genes, you know, and the nose. Thank you, Father. So, but everything other is actually from the Lord. You know? So everywhere I am on this earth, my father was with me. And wherever you go, to school, you know, to everywhere, Lord is with you. So it just gives freedom. I'm so happy. But the last question I have today, what kind of reaction you have when you hear that God knows everything and God is everywhere? And there's, as I said already, mixed emotions. There can come a fear. Oh, God knows that. What I saw on TV last week, or, you know, there comes anger. Lord, I cannot, you know, get away from you. You all time with me. Or maybe it gives you joy. So three things I can see why we have some these mixed emotions. The first, we don't have the right or truthful knowledge who God is, you know, because I thought that my God is like similar to my father. If my father's angry, you know, God is also angry if I get sin. But actually, maybe God cries when I sin, not He's angry. So some people are thinking that God is not with them because their father never was there. He never was at home when I needed him. So we learn ourselves to be alone with our problems when we need to run to the father and tell him. So sometimes we stir up these emotions because of our past, what we have experienced from our family. Sometimes it's just a sin. I have seen Christians who have sinned, and they can't start to change, and they start to hide from the Lord, you know. And if there is sin, the spiritual power goes and it, you know, just breaks relationships. When some husbands are not faithful to their wives, the first thing that comes anger against wife. So we need to be careful because sin can corrupt us. So impact of sin. But sometimes we just don't want God. I have sometimes said, Lord, you know, actually, I don't want to hear from you because you probably will send me to Africa. But if I believe that God wants the best for me, I just need to accept, Lord, whatever you ask me to do, that's the best for me because you love me. So, and if we have this fear to know what God really wants, we will always live in our made up life, made, you know, Hollywood life where I am really a God, you know, and he's some actor. So it's more like living relationship with God, but it's Christian culture, you know, Christian culture. But I want to have more, Lord, from the life you have given. I want to know, you know, what you made me for, what kind of purposes. So do you really want to have this truth? Do you really want to search for His heart? And that's the only way you can free you to the life He has prepared for you. So that's what I see, the only thing just to know your will and to do it, to experience it. Just, you know, I want to follow you. And when David hears everything, he said, wow, what wonderful are your thoughts. And he goes, it comes out this anger, you know, oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. O man of blood, depart from me. So he said that, you know, these, you know, God's so wonderful, so great. And David says, how these people can say something wrong about you? So psalms are not like theological teaching. It's a question of emotions usually. And he say, how can I not hate those who hate you, Lord? So, but to hate Lord, it doesn't mean that I need to say something bad about God. Hatred starts when I start to love something more than God. In James 4:4 said, do you not know that friendship with the Lord is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. So when I start to love things what's in the world, the sin, you know, this everything what is, wow, more than God, it becomes my idol. So that's why I'm not anymore in soccer federation. Because it was my idol, you know. It was, oh, my team wins, you know. Wow, when my team loses, you know, I'm nothing, you know. And everything just... build up on these emotions and everything what's going on around the sports. But I understood that I'm not created to watch sports all the time, you know. It's good, I like it, I still do it, but it's, if Lord, when I'm watching this game, is saying, stop it, I need to stop it. Because he knows that after that, you know, my flesh will come and, you know, I won't read Bible that evening anymore. Because I will be crushed by the lust of my team. So God knows everything in front. So to listen to Him, to understand Him, to live with Him is the best life I think God wants for us. And in the end, David says, search my heart. Show me what is in my heart. Show my idols. Show everything so I can be in the right place. So I can stay with Jesus. Not in my mind, but in my heart. So, I would like to just finish with some small prayer. I would just like to pray for you. And if you, somewhere in your life, when you think, Lord, you are away from me, you don't know nothing what's happening in my life. Actually, He does. He knows everything. And sometimes you have feeling that, you know, He doesn't answer my prayers. But maybe you don't need the right prayer. You need the, truthful prayer. Maybe sometimes there's some anger inside or some hurt inside that you need to say to Lord. You just need to be truthful with Him who knows anyway everything. As David. Lord, I want to kill those who doesn't come to church. You know? I know, sometimes there's some that kind of anger. Of course, we repent after that, of course. But at least, you know, we give out emotions so He can give the truth in my heart. I just want to pray and finish this prayer this time. I thank You, Father, that we can be here. Lord, and I thank You for Your word. It shows us that You are with us in our bad times. You are with us in our good times. You are with us when we sin. You are with us when we don't know nothing, but You know everything about us, and You know everything about in the future. So we cannot say, well, this is finished. I can do nothing more. Lord, You know better. And I just ask, Lord, is there anybody who are in this situation where they are a lot of fear what You will say about them or what's in the future? I just ask, Lord, that Your presence come. Jesus, You came to save us. You came to be with us. You came to give us truth. And if we accept this truth, it set us free. And I thank You, Lord, that You have forgiven our sins. You have paid for our sins. And there's no sin in our past that needs to impact our future. So I thank You, Lord, that You have forgiven, that You have gave new life, and that You want to be with us. But forgive us, Lord, if we sometimes don't want to hear from You, that we don't want to know Your will, because we want to still control our lives. Sorry, Lord. Help me, help my brothers and sisters to all time ask, Lord, what You want to do? What's Your will? Help me to understand. Help me receive that. Help me not to be this ostrich who would like to hide. those who want to reveal and help to know the truth for ourselves and to others. And I just ask blessing over this church, blessing over these people. Thank you that you love them. You never will leave them. If you have started something, you will continue to do that. But show and open the doors so for the blessing will come more and more. I just thank you, Lord, that we can be here in one spirit, in one name, and in one church. Thank you, Lord. All the blessing and all the praise we give to you in the name of Jesus Christ.